avoiding a punitive culture. Patient safety literature is filled with recommendations for organizational leaders to become systems thinkers and to eliminate the blame and shame mentality of the past. A culture of safety must prevent punitive reactions to mistakes, and staff members must feel confident that if they speak out about risk, their leaders will respond. Providers involved in medical errors must know that leaders will look beyond the obvious and drill down until the root causes are found, and that they will routinely evaluate systems and processes during any accident investigation. Until such a major culture change is embraced and frontline staff members are more involved in the decision-making that affects the delivery of care, the true etiology of medical errors will not be discovered, and efforts at prevention and elimination may be futile. Schools of medicine, nursing, and allied health previously taught that when things went wrong, providers should ask, "Who did it?" The focus is on the failure of individuals. In Fundamental Statistics and Epidemiology in Infection Prevention, while discussing the management of human error, Dr. Lucien Leap states that the single greatest impediment to error prevention in the medical industry is that we punish people for making mistakes. Aspects of a non-punitive culture are present with regard to after-action reviews and process improvement planning, as well as in most emergency management principles. Key point: traditional culture reacts to harm after it occurs. A safety culture tries to anticipate accidents and errors and to be proactive in identifying risks before they result in harm.